American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 675. Here is the translated text as follows. W.D. Cook, 643. On that occasion, the purpose of the meeting was that I was trying to get Mr. Cook to recede from his demand that he had made of Mr. Candler, that Mrs. Hirsch be forced to quit her husband and leave town. That would have hushed it up and saved Mr. Candler, my friend. That is your question. That would have hushed it up. The next conference I had with Mr. Cook was on the following Monday morning. I made that engagement myself. I met him at Thrower's office, and we walked down Walton Street. I had the same purpose then that I had before. No demand was made on me by Mr. Cook for money. He never made any demand on me for money. His demand was that we get this woman out of town, and he said he would give Mr. Candler reasonable time to do it. Mrs. Hirsch's demand for money was not made with any reluctance at all when we told her Mr. Cook had demanded that she leave town. Mrs. Hirsch, for herself and on her own account, demanded money from us on the last conversation, and the second when she first talked about leaving her husband. She did that in response to what we had told her as to what Mr. Cook demanded. She said she loved her husband and knew what it would mean if she did leave her husband. It was in response to what I told her Cook demanded that she said anything about money. I had no other conference with Cook. Cook didn't demand any money of me at any time. On the last conference I had with Mrs. Hirsch, when she got to the point where she named the sum, the conference closed, and she was indicted in about 48 hours. We developed their trap. As to what I will get in this matter, I will get Mr. Candler's and others' friendship and thanks. As a real estate agent, we handle trades on commission, and it depends on how much business I do for him as to how much I make out of him. Some years we make $10,000, and some years a great deal more out of Mr. Candler's business. Some years we probably make $100,000 in trade with him on commissions. We have made that. I am not getting a cent out of this blackmail case. Simply the consciousness of having done my duty to a friend is pay enough. My conscience doesn't hurt me in this blackmailing business. I never heard anything about that picture until I saw a part of it in the paper. I know what she told me about herself and Mr. Candler. I don't know what else she might claim to have occurred. The part she told me about Mr. Candler, if it is true, would be most unfavorable. I don't go into the secret recesses of Mr. Candler's soul and know what he does. She did not state to me on these occasions that Mr. Candler took a liking to her and admired her body. She did not state to me that he thought more of her than anyone working in the Red Cross. She said she admired Mr. Candler very much, but she never spoke of Mr. Candler having any admiration for her, but told me she admired Mr. Candler. Kate Taylor. I am a trained nurse. I nursed Mrs. Hirsch at